Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paula Poundstone has the lead, Peter. Paula has 3 points. Tom Baudet and Kiri O'Connor are tied for second. Each has 2.
Well, we flipped a coin. Kiri has decided to go second, so Tom, you are up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Mounting geological evidence suggests that an earthquake did not cause the blank in Utah.
The coal mine cave-in.
Exactly. A Homeland Security spokesman announced that the U.S. is planning a workplace crackdown on blank.
Internet use.
No, illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants. Torrential rains flooded the subways in blank on Wednesday.
New York City.
Right, during a debate in Chicago. Several Democratic presidential candidates attacked blank for his statements about attacking Pakistan.
Obama.
Right. The Philadelphia Daily News reported that all the Democratic candidates for president committed to hiring a White House blogger if they win, while Mike Gravel said he'd blank.
I don't know, run screaming through the Capitol in a chicken suit? That might be...
Well, as well as that, he's going to write the blog himself. Nagasaki, Japan marked the 62nd anniversary of the blank.
The atomic attack.
Right. Because of sanitation concerns, Beijing officials said food stalls attached to blanks will be removed in time for the Olympics next summer.
Food stalls attached to the sewer system?
No, well, almost. attached to public toilets.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's a bad idea.
One-stop shopping, as it were.
Well, that, yeah. I mean, it's a little longer down the pipe, but do I get a ding for that? Carl says yes.
Carl says yes. Yeah, a ding for me.
Okay. Carl, you're a pal.
Those Olympic spoil sports are at it again. Beijing's public toilets will be losing their prize attraction, the conveniently attached food stalls. According to the Beijing News, it's not proper to sell soft drinks or snacks right at the toilets.
I say time is money.
Carl, how did Tom do?
Tom had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
Well done. All right, then. Kiri, you're up next. Fill in the blank.
All right.
Barbara Morgan lifted off on the Space Shuttle Endeavor Wednesday as part of NASA's blank program.
Teacher in space program.
You're right, yes. The South, Midwest, and East suffered through a blank this week.
Heat wave.
Right. South Carolina's GOP spokesman announced that the state would be moving up the date of its blank.
Primary.
Right. To cut costs, the blank announced it would go to a new smaller format on Monday.
The blank announced it would go to
smaller format.
HDTV.
No, the New York Times. The Facebook page for Rudy Giuliani's daughter revealed that she is a supporter of blank.
Barack Obama.
Exactly. Anti-war activist blank announced her candidacy against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Cindy Sheehan.
Right. Workers at a Dutch resort were surprised to find a giant blank floating in the sea off their beach.
Oh, I know this one. It was a blob of something.
No, it was not. It was an 8-foot-tall, smiling Lego man.
All right. It wasn't.
You know, living in a house with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old boy in it, those things come up missing all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they made in Denmark?
I believe that, yeah, Lego is Denmark.
So now we know they escape in the night.
Right.
They go feed on the ocean currents, and they go home to spawn as these giant 8-foot Lego people.
That's as likely an explanation as I've ever heard for those in something.
Where else would they go?
Workers at the seaside drink stand never expected their first customer of the day to be an 8-foot-tall, smiling Lego man with a yellow head and hands, blue torso, red legs. Then one witness, quote, "I saw the Lego toy floating towards the beach from the direction of England. Nobody knows what it is or means." Carl, how did Kiri do on our quiz?
Well, Kiri had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 and is tied with Tom for the lead.
Oh, my gosh. So how many, then? How many, then, does Paula need to win the game?
5 correct
answers. 5? That's like nothing. Okay, Paula, this is for the game. Please fill in the blank. On Thursday, the blank fell by nearly 400 points.
the Dow.
Right. During a joint appearance, Afghan President Hamid Karzai and President Bush made contradicting statements about whether the government in blank is a positive force.
Iran.
Right. This week, Russia defended its decision to plant a flag on the seabed under the blank.
On the seabed under the ocean.
Technically true, but not true enough.
It's the only way to get to it.
Under the North Pole.
Oh, under the North Pole.
A Florida woman was arrested for driving under the influence while she was wearing blank.
Oh, gee, Monique's. Sponges on her feet.
No, while she was wearing a T-shirt that read, "I'm not an alcoholic, I'm a drunk. Alcoholics go to meetings." Funny and true. For the first time since he signed with the Los Angeles Galaxy, blank actually played soccer for them.
David Beckham.
Right, the president of the International Olympic Committee announced that some events in the 2008 Olympics in Beijing may be postponed due to that city's blank.
Restrictions of freedom.
No, air pollution. A man traveled from Peru to Florida and then onto a connecting flight to New York City before anyone discovered that he had a blank.
A monkey on his head.
Exactly right.
That's my catch-all answer. I just shout that out when I don't know.
Yeah.
Who among us hasn't wanted to answer yes to the question, is that a monkey under your hat, or are you just big-brained? A man from Peru lived that dream. He flew into Fort Lauderdale, and he caught a connection into New York before his tiny accomplice was discovered perching on his ponytail. According to a Spirit Airlines spokeswoman, other passengers asked the man if he knew he had a monkey on him. Excuse me, sir. Did you know?
It's all right. He's trained in cranial sacral therapy, and yeah. I take him with me everywhere.
Once busted, the tiny marmoset monkey, little one, about as big as your fist, sat quietly in the man's lap, eating peanuts and ordering useless stuff from Sky Mall. The landing where police were waiting with tiny little handcuffs. Carl, I want to know, did Paula do well enough to win this game?
Paula needed 5 correct answers to win. Peter, Paula had 4 correct
answers. Oh!
So Tom Beaudet and Kerry O'Connor are this week's co-champions.
Oh, my God.